This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. A new report from the American Association of University Professors finds that efforts to crack down on sexual harassment on campus may be hampering academic freedom. The group says Title IX, the federal education law that bans gender-based discrimination, is being expanded and enforced in ways that limit classroom discussion and research and is costing some professors their jobs. Risa Lieberwitz is the general counsel for the AAUP and helped put together the report.
Faculty who are in disciplines that address things like sex and sexuality, gender studies, are particularly vulnerable to accusations of hostile environment in the classroom because they are dealing with uncomfortable subjects in certain instances. And we think that's has a huge negative impact on the ability to take seriously issues of gender equality and gender inequality and address those in the context of higher education.
And you argue that some of this has to do with the way that universities are treating students as customers. They've become more service-oriented. Can you talk about what you mean by that?
Well, what we've seen over the last number of years that goes beyond the situation of sexual harassment are universities that are, as we called them, corporatized university, a more top-down kind of hierarchical approach to decision-making, as well as this sort of consumer orientation that's very much focused on the public image and publicity around the university. Along with that comes a risk management kind of approach. And so universities, to avoid bad publicity, are taking an approach that's overly broad in trying to regulate hostile environment, again, in a way that intrudes on academic freedom.
What do you see as some solutions that can preserve academic freedom but also, you know, protect students and faculty from harassment?
One of the recommendations is that the Office for Civil Rights, which enforces Title IX, should return to its earlier policies which stressed academic freedom and stressed that having hurt feelings or finding speech offensive is not enough to make it sexual harassment. We also recommend that faculty be brought into the process of creating and implementing policies, with faculty being active members of that shared governance.
All right. Risa Lieberwitz with the American Association of University Professors. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.